Hello, everybody, and welcome to a weekly message from Jesus. Each week, we try to bring you a message in his own words that I channel. I have this very unique gift, and he speaks through me. Many people cannot believe it, but it's very true. I've seen many things that he has done, and I'm so happy that I can bring you his messages. So our Father is here to speak with you this morning. It's getting very close to Easter, the time that we celebrate his resurrection and commemorate him being crucified on the cross. So, Father, I am ready if you are. Good morning, everybody. Yes, it is indeed a time of year that you begin to celebrate my resurrection. And you're not quite sure what to do about the fact that I was killed on the cross. You see, I needed to be crucified on the cross so that I could resurrect. Yes, I suffered incredible pain and suffering. They beat me. They hammered nails through my flesh. And they allowed me to die on the cross. Many people cannot even comprehend the pain and suffering that goes with that type of a passing. It's very hard for me to explain to you, but it was very necessary. You see, I needed humans to remember the fact that I had lived. If you did not remember that I had lived, you certainly would not remember how I died. I lived a wonderful life. It was short, but it was an incredible life. I wanted to know exactly all of the emotions the humans felt. I wanted to feel them myself. I wanted to feel love, grief. I felt many things. I felt all the things that you as a human felt and feel. I felt grief. I watched my father pass. I watched many of my friends be persecuted by the Romans. So I knew what was coming. Many of you don't have that advantage. So I could prepare. I wanted my life to be an example. I wanted my life to be something that those that followed me would speak of for many, many years. I knew that there were many people that needed leadership, needed something to believe in, needed someone to follow. I provided that. I didn't have all of the advantages that you have today. I had to walk where I wanted to go or ride a donkey. I had to speak to smaller groups because I didn't have anything like a microphone or anything that would carry my voice through to thousands of people that didn't exist. But I did what I could do. When I saw people in pain, I would try to cure that pain for them. When I saw people that were in distress, I would try to help them. I always showed love to people, and they responded by showing love and admiration to me. If all of you out there were to do the same thing, then you would reap the same benefits that I did. Now, I'm not talking about being put on a cross. I'm talking about the way that people looked at me. The priests of the church feared me. They had no reason to do that. I realized that what they were speaking was not accurate. I knew that. The Romans, some of them feared me. They had no reason. I did not want to be a politician. The last thing I ever wanted was to be in charge of something for the Romans. Because the Romans at that time worshiped many gods. And I knew that that had to stop. I knew I had to be careful in what I said because the Romans would react. I spoke of heaven. The Romans, they had this loose concept of another world or something. I'm not sure what it was. But I spoke of a heaven that was beyond the imagination of anybody that was listening to me. Heaven's beyond the imagination of anything, of anyone listening to me today. It's far better than you can ever conceive of. And it is well worth living a good life so that you can achieve success when you return to heaven. It's very simple. You do not do others what you don't want, what you do not do anything to others that you do not want done to yourself. If you use that guide through life, you'll live a good life. You can't help but live a good life. It's that simple. Love, you need to show love to everyone. Now, I never said turn the other cheek. That's a misconception that was thought up by the church. You have to defend yourself from evil. You have to be able to defend the innocent. If you are attacked, you have to defend yourself, or you will probably die. If there are not people out there that protect the innocent and those in need, then they will probably wither and die. You see, life is nothing but common sense. If you're attacked, you need to defend yourself. I never said that you shouldn't. I lived a very gentle life, and I had people around me. There would be those that would throw stones at me, but I had people that would defend me. I did not want to participate in violence. That is not what I'd return for. But there were times that I was attacked. That's a simple truth. When you speak something that is so unique to people, they will react by attacking you. They have a lack of knowledge. Keep this in mind. Before I walked the earth, there was no such thing as Christianity. I was Christ. I started it. On the first day of my ministries, that is the first day that Christianity began. So you see, I was starting from scratch. I was starting something entirely new. I was speaking messages that the people never had heard before. I was speaking of this incredible heaven where people go when they die. Everybody knew they were going to die. In those days, lifespans were quite short. Many of the babies never even made it past birth because there was simply no sanitation, no doctors as we know it today, no medicines, no special cures. So people basically lived a short life, and that's basically what they expected. They would live long enough to perhaps raise a family, but longevity was not something they looked for. So it was very important to them to understand heaven. If you knew you were going to have a short life expectancy, well, then wouldn't you want to be considered very thoughtful about heaven? Today, people think that maybe medical science can save them. I've seen people cut their heads off and have them frozen, thinking that that's going to help. Well, all that accomplished was when they came out of their body, they could watch that person cut their head off if that's what they wanted to do. There is no way that a human will ever avoid death. You see, humans need to learn lessons. and then they need to return to heaven, where their guides will judge how they lived. A long life would be counterproductive for a human because they have to learn lessons. They have to come back and understand where they failed. So those of you out there that have accumulated great wealth and decide not to use it to help others, I want you to think about the fact that you're going to die. Can't be more direct than that, can I? You're going to pass from this earth just the same as I did. If God had to die, do you think you're any better? No, you're not. There you will have this time of passing, and then you will return to heaven. And guess what? You will not take any of those riches with you. You will go as you came. You came as a baby. You came with nothing, with no knowledge. But you'll return to heaven with knowledge, the knowledge that you gained in your life, the knowledge of what happened when you made these decisions, the knowledge of what happened when you hurt others. You will know that you obtained great riches, and you will also be told that not using that to help the poor was the greatest mistake of your life. I want all of you to help others. It's that simple. Go out and do what you can. Volunteer. Help with the children. Help with your own family. Charity, you often heard, begins at home. The children in your family will become the leaders of tomorrow. Many people have ignored the children. We've seen much take place in this last generation where the children were ignored. They were left to their own devices. They were misled. Many educators are misleading children today in what they're teaching them. And if that doesn't stop, we'll lose another generation. And if you lose the children, you will lose the world. If you want this planet to remain a place of incredible violence, then just continue to ignore the children. The children are the leaders of tomorrow. You may think that you're a leader, but you're going to die. And then somebody replaces you. There is always somebody to replace another person. That is, until you decide to use those weapons against each other and wipe each other out. I do not want that to happen. It's the last thing that I would ever want to happen to humans. But free will is not something I'm going to interfere with. If you cannot learn to follow me and to use my words and to follow my lessons and do what I ask, then you must pay the consequences for what you've done. You see, just as each individual is judged when they return to heaven, each country will be judged by their actions as well. Their actions reflect what will happen to them. If a country decides that violence is in its best interest and wants to expand, then there will be people that will resist it. The people in those countries where they want to expand to, they don't want to live under the rule of the emperor of the country that wants to expand by violence. So this country now becomes a lot like an individual. A country that makes terrible decisions will also find out the karma that it creates. Some countries create terrible karma and they pay for it. How many countries don't even exist today? How many cultures? How many civilizations? There are many, many of them that have made terrible decisions through the years and have paid the price of extinction. How many countries today that exist are going to exist 20 years from now? That's totally up to the decisions of their leaders. If they make good decisions, then those countries will still exist. If they make bad suggestions, if they make bad decisions, then they will cease to exist. So you see, there's this great relationship in the world. Individual decision-making is the foundation of what happens to the countries in which they live. Individuals get the government that they choose. And if they choose to make mistakes in their choices, they will get a bad way of living. They will have problems existing into the future. There was a time that the Roman Empire was so powerful that nobody could ever conceive that they would cease to exist. But they did. Internal problems from their leadership determined that they would fail. Just the same as nothing is different today. The decisions your leadership makes in the long term will decide whether a country fails or not. The decisions that you make in the long term will decide what happens to your soul when it returns to heaven. But you see, your soul can return. Countries can't. So a country only gets like one shot at it. They have to decide whether they have good leadership. And the people make that decision. If the people stand back and allow lousy leadership in a country, that country is going to fail. If you make lousy decisions in your life, you will fail in that lifetime. You'll be judged for it, but you'll be given a second chance. You'll be given a chance that countries don't get. So you have to get it right. You have to get it right with your soul as well, because you do not want to create bad karma. If you have great wealth, you want to use it to help others, because in your next life, you'll come back and live a life of poverty if you don't. That's the karma you create by ignoring what is right. Karma is very real. It's real for countries. It's very real for people. People, you're going to have to make decisions. You're going to have to decide how you want to live your life. You want to be judged well, or do you want to be judged with bad karmas for the future? Do you want to advance in heaven, or do you want to go on to lower levels? It's all up to you. When that day of judgment comes, there are no excuses. What takes place after that was all based on your own decisions. So thank you so much. Thank you for allowing me to speak again. I'll be back again next week. And as we grow closer to Easter, maybe I'll be a little more kind. But I want to speak the truth. I want you to have no excuses. You've been told. You've been told what to do. And if you don't do it, the responsibility is yours. Goodbye. Well, that was pretty blunt this morning. Okay, we'll be back again next week. Please tell your friends about us. I try so hard to get our messages out to as many as possible. but I can't do it without your help. So thank you. Thank you so much for listening, and we will return again next week.